Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Puri 2008, Madhya Lila Chapter 14, Performance of Vrindavan Pastimes, Text 77, Continuing. While in the water, Mahaprabhu and all his associates form one circle, and sometimes many circles. While in the water, they used to hit the water with their hands and make music, sounding like frogs and cartels. Dui dui jane mele kare jalaran, keha hare keha jine prabhu kare dharashan. Sometimes two devotees would pair off in the water and fight with each other. One would emerge victorious and the other defeated. The Lord would watch all this fun. I mean, fight means splash, you know, water fights. They would splash water on each other. Advaita Nityanande Njala Fela Feli Achare Hariapache Kare Ngalagali. First sporting took place between Advaita Nityananda, who threw water on each other. Advaita was defeated. He later began to rebuke Nityananda, calling him ill names. He read some of this from the book also, remember? Vidya Nidira Jalakeli Sorupera Sane Gupta Date Jalakeli Kare Dui Jane. Where is this water fight going on? Where is the location? Indra Dumnya Sarovara, which is near Gundicha. Sarov Damodar and Vidyanidhi had water fights, Mari Gupta and Vasudev, and Srivas and Gadadhar Pandit, and Raghava Pandit, and Vrakreshwar Pandit. Everyone was throwing water. Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy were fighting each other and lost their gravity and played like children. Mahaprabhu saw their exuberance and he of Sarvabhauma and Ramananda, and he smiled and spoke to Sarvabhauma's nephew, Gopinathacharya. Gopinath, you should tell Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish play, because they are both learned scholars and very grave and great personalities. Gopinatha Kai Tomar, Kripa Maha Sindhu, Uchalita Kare Jabe Tara Ekabindu. Gopinath replied to Mahaprabhu, I believe that one drop of the ocean of your great mercy has swelled up in them. Uchalita Kare Ekabindu. Kripa Maha Sindhu. Kripa Maha Sindhu Ekabindu. Meru Mandara Parvat Dubai Jatatata Edui Ganda Shaila Ihara Kakata. Gopinath continued, a drop from the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandara. Since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, it is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Shukshatarka Kali Kaite Janmagela Chandra Tanreli Lamrita Pyao E Kripa Tumar. Logic is like a dry oil cake, from which all the oil has been extracted. You know what an oil cake is? You can see in Vrindavan, when they take a bunch of mustard seeds and make mustard oil, they put them into these grinders. And they grind, they have like, they're like, kind of like cane sugar rollers. They're like presses, they squeeze out the oil, oil press. And they're very tight. They feed the sesame or mustard seeds in there, and then they roll and they crush the seeds and they squeeze all the oil, and all that's left is a pulp, and it comes and it collects and it falls down at the bottom into a bucket. They grab it like this and it makes these dry greenish, looks like dried out mud or something from a mud puddle. They often mix it with cow feed. You must have seen Kurmarupa probably has it over there. In the winter time, they feed to the cows, and then they mix it with the busa and add water, and it tastes like a little bit like mustard, and that's a dry oil cake. It's just it's like sawdust. When you cut wood, you get sawdust. So when you press oil, you get this, the remnants. It's just a dry. It's just like a dry piece of dust, you know. It has some value, but not to the human being. We want the oil. We get the mustard oil. It's less than oil cake. But they sell oil cakes also for animal feed and maybe use it in soap production of very coarse brown soap, laundry soap that people buy, these big fat blocks, kind of brownish yellow color. What it is in Bengali is Kali, Shukshatarka. Dry logic is like an oil cake. Kali. It's something, it's like they feed it to the cows, they get some roughage, and it may be like, you know, -0.001 protein. You know, it's practically nothing. Like how much how much food value is there in apple skins? Something, pectin, there's some pectin there, which is good roughage and stimulates the peristaltic motion of the digestive tract. But otherwise, that's all okay. So his logic is like that. So Sarvabhauma was a great Naya or logician and a guru of that. He passed his life in eating such dry cakes, which means useless eating. But now you have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastimes. Leelamrit. So he's Leelamrit Piao. Kripa, this is your mercy. This is certainly your great mercy upon him. Hasi Mahaprabhu Tabe Advaita Anila Jalero Paritonre Shesha Shayat Koila. Gopinath finished talking. Mahaprabhu called and waited Charya and made him act like this, like the Shesha bed, Naga bed. Apanaitan Hara Upar Karila Shayan Shesha Shayan Lila Prabhu Koila Prakatan. Mahaprabhu laid down and waited Prabhu, who took the form of another Shesh, floating on the water. And Mahaprabhu demonstrated the pastime of Shesha Shai Vishnu, which Krishna also did. As we say, there's parallel Leelas, Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. Many of the same. Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Rasa Kirtan and the banks of the Ganga in a mood of Rasa Leela with all his Brahmin friends. And Krishna is dancing on the banks of the Jamuna Pulina. And the full moon night, the Sharad season, having his Rasa dance with all the wives of the gopis. So they're doing the same thing. Advaita Nija Shakti Prakata Kariya Mahaprabhu Lana Bule Jalite Basiya. Manifesting his personal potency, Advaita Charya floated on the water carrying Mahaprabhu. He Mata Jalakrida Karikatakshan Aitota Aila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagan. After sporting in the water for some time, Mahaprabhu returned to his place, Aitota, accompanied by the devotees. Puri Bharati Adi Jata Mukhya Bhaktagan Acharjera Nirmantrane Karila Bhujan. Parvananda Puri Brahmananda Bharati and all their chief devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took lunch at the invitation of Advaita Acharya. Maninatha Arajata Prasaranila Mahaprabhu Raghunese Prasada Kaila. Whatever extra prasad was bought by Vaninath Rai, the brother of Ramananda Rai, was taken by the other associates of Mahaprabhu. Aparane Asi Kaila Darshana Nartan Nishate Udyane Asi Karila Shayan. In the afternoon, Mahaprabhu went to Gundicha to visit Jagannath and dance. At night, he went to the garden to take rest. Aradina Asi Kaila Ishvara Darshan Prangane Nirtigita Kaila Katakshan. Next day, Mahaprabhu went to the Gundicha temple and saw Jagannath. And he then chanted and danced in the yard for some time. Bhaktagana Sange Prabhu Udyane Asiya Vrindavana Vihara Kare Bhaktagana Lana. Accompanied by his devotees, Mahaprabhu went into the garden and enjoyed the Vrindavan Leela, pastimes of Vrindavan Bihar. Vrindavan Bihari Ki Jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki
Jai,
Prem Sekho
Sri
Prem Sekho
Sri Radhe,
Brikshawali Prafulita Prabhu Radharashane Bringa Pika Gaya Wahe Shitala Pavane. There were multifarious trees and creepers in the garden, and they were all jubilant to see Mahaprabhu. Birds were chirping, bees were buzzing, and a cool breeze was blowing. Prativriksha Tali Prabhu Karena Natan Vasudeva Datta Matra Karena Ghayan. Mahaprabhu danced beneath every tree, and Vasudeva sang Heke Briksha Tali Eka Eka Gana Gai Parama Avesha Eka Nache Gorurai. As Vasudev sang a different song beneath each tree. That's quite a lot of songs. A song for every tree, a song for you, and a song for me. Vasudev Dutt sang a different song beneath every tree, and Gorurai danced there alone in great ecstasy. Tabe Vrakeshwari Prabhu Kahila Nachite Vrakeshwara Nache Prabhu Lagi Lagahite. Mahaprabhu ordered Vrakeshwara Pandit to dance, and he began to dance, and the Lord began to sing. Prabhu Sange Sarupari Kirtaniya Gai Dik Vidik Nahi Gyan Premera Banjai. Suru Damodar, another Kirtan performers, sang with Mahaprabhu Being inundated with ecstatic love, they lost all consideration of time and circumstance. Hey, mata katakshan kari bana lila, narendra sarovare gela kari te jalakela. After thus performing pastimes in the garden for some time, they all went to a lake called Narendra Sarovar. There they enjoyed sporting in the water. So we're following the Leela today. We went to Indrajuna Sarovar, then the Gundicha, the Sringamandir, then Gundicha, and then to Narendra Sarovar after Indrajuna Sarovar. So Lord Chaitanya was doing the same thing. Sometimes he would go in Indrajuna Sarovar, and they collected all the water there to wash the Gundicha during Gundicha Marjanando. Gundicha Mandir Marjanando, before Lord Chaitanya came there for 9 days. Then when he's there for 9 days, sometimes they go on Indrajuna, and then sometimes they go to Narendra Sarovar. You went inside there and saw the Jagannath Balaram Subhadra deities, right? Jal Krida Karipuna Aila Udyane Bojana Lila Koila Prabhu Lana Bhaktagane. After sporting in Narendra Sarovar, Mahabhu returned to the garden and accepted prasad with the devotees. Navadina Gundi Chate Rahe Jagannath Mahaprabhu Aiche Lila Kare Bhakta Sahat. For 9 days continuously, Jagannath Dev stayed at Gundicha. Mahaprabhu stayed there too, performing pastimes with devotees already been described. Jagannath Vallabhanam Mbara Pushparam Navadina Karen Prabhu Tatai Vishram. The garden of his pastimes is very large and was known as Jagannath Vallabha. Mahaprabhu took rest there for 9 days. So this is the garden that he spoke about. He went to the garden, had a picnic there, and enacted pastimes with his devotees and experienced Vrindavan Vihara. That was all going on in Jagannath Vallabha, which we visited yesterday. Right? Big palm trees, pukkurs and lakes everywhere, and a speciality in this age, time and age, is that half the garden has been turned into a Yatri parking lot for cars. So you can drive your cars right into Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. What was once a field of flowers and fruits is now a field of sumos and indicas. There's someone from there's a village called Panihati in West Bengal. Panihati festival called Chiradahi Festival. That's where Raghunath Das arranged to feed all the Vaishnavas chip rice of different types, mixed with condensed milk, other mixed with yogurt, other mixed with bananas and dry fresh fruits. And then he got the mercy of Nityananda. So in that village of Panihati, there lives a devotee, Raghava Pandit. There's another devotee that took devotees from Vrindavan around Brajmandal Prikma in Bhakti Ratnakar, and his name is Raghava Goswami. Raghava Pandit is Champakalata in Krishna Leela. Champakalata has a private kitchen in her kunja at Radhakund, and her kitchen is very famous. It's like a famous kitchen, like a famous restaurant. So her kitchen is famous for turning out many wonderful sweets and other preparations for Radhashyam's divine pleasure. So she's known as Mr. Hana. She has sweet hands, because whatever she touches is so sweet and so nectarian. So Champakalata Sakhi has a nickname. So she appeared in Gaura Leela as Raghava Pandit, and his sister is Damayanti. They were extremely expert cooks. Lord Chaitanya came to Panihati, he visited their temple and took prasad from their hands. And every year they would come to Puri with the devotees from Panihati and Shrikanda and Jajigram and Shantipur and Mayapur and Mendapur and Bardaman and all these different villages in Navadvip Mandal. And they would all come, as I said, 200 to 300 devotees mostly, like you could say, 150 Grihastha couples, and they, mostly Grihasthas, and they would carry all kinds of bags of dried foods and namkeens and puris and all things that would keep for the 30 days. It was taking about 30 days to walk there 500 years ago. Take about 30 days to walk to Puri. The ones that carried the most food were Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti. Many, many big bags of clay pots and different, those bags are called Raghava Jali. Like Jali means bag. In Bengali they say Jali or something, J-H, Jali. There's big bags like Chinibura bags. Big bags full of all kinds of pancakes and coconut sweets and all these kind of things. And they would all go en masse. They would carry all this food for 1 month. So it was well preserved and long lasting foods. They carry for 1 month, and they would proceed directly to the Gambira, where we visited. The interesting thing is when you go over, I've been going to these places for 31 years, and I'm watching them change. I don't know what can I don't know if I can say grow and improve, but certainly they've changed and become much more regimented, much more official, much more uptight, and much more costly, and also not really an improvement. They used to be really quiet places. We used to go to Sitabokul and chant japa because there was no one there, no kirtan, nitaigor, Jai Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. There was nobody there like that. There was nobody, no temple there. There was no temple there of Haridas Thakur. There was no deity of Haridas Thakur sitting under the Bakul tree. There was no, that temple now has all the deities from the big temple being fixed up, but that, they made that little temple for Haridas Thakur and put his murti outside. So now there's two murtis of Haridas Thakur there, one extra temple, a big Nat Mandir, you know, that rooftop with all that area there, and big walls everywhere around, and big fencing all around the Bokul tree. You could just go lean next to the Bokul tree or sit there, put your head next to it, sit on the ground, chant japa for a couple hours. Really feel the presence of Haridas. The temple behind was there. All the ground all around the tree was all just dirt. Nilachala Raj. Now that everywhere there's cement walkway. Under the tree it's all cement. And Vrindavan Parikrama Marg, up until 1995, the entire thing was Braja Raj. Now you can't find any. It's all asphalt and tempos and buses and cars whizzing around the backside of the Goshala down to Sringharvat. It was so nice. In 1992, we did Dandavat Parikrama of Vrindavan by Prabhupada's blessings. It doesn't take very long. It took about 21 hours. We did a little bit every day because we're not very strong. Did 3 hours a day for 7 days. But we were doing service all day in Prabhupada's room, so whenever in the evening time we got, there wasn't many devotees came in late afternoon, so we would go then. It was all dirt, lying in the dirt. It was so nice. Like now, people can lie in the sand. People could lie in the sand and go to sleep. Dandavat Parikrama. Because it says in Skanda Purana, when you're in Puri, that walking is equal to Parikrama. And lying down and sleeping in your bed is equal to Dandavat Parikrama. It sounds so funny if you think about the context. The garden of this Jagannath Vallabha was a very large garden. Mahaprabhu took rest there for 9 days. Hera Panchamira Dina Aila Janiya Kashi Mishre Kahe Raja Sayantna Kariya. Knowing that the Hara Panchami festival was drawing near, King Prataparudra attentively talked with Kashi Mishra. Hara means Lakshmi Devi, and Panchami means the fifth day. So it's the fifth day of the month, which is also Panchami day, but it's also 5 days after Lord Jagannath. I mean, he stayed for 9 days. He said he was coming right back that afternoon when he went away in the chariot. And his wife was getting very worried, concerned, and then she got the news that he ran out to this Gundicha garden. She got quite angry. She waited for 5 long days. No sign of Jagannath or Balaram Subhadra. So she became quite angry. So she went with her in her palanquin. With all her Devadasis, went down to Gundicha. Devadasis went inside and they told Jagannath he has to come home right now. His wife is waiting for him, Lakshmi Devi. She's very upset that he broke his word. He said he'd be right back, and he was still now 5 days had gone by. He didn't come back. So Jagannath sent a message. He didn't even come out to see his wife. He said, forget it. He sent some messengers, said, I'll be right back. I'm coming, just now coming. So she felt somewhat pacified, but her servants were still pretty upset and angry with Jagannath. So they beat up Lakshmi Devi's dasis. They beat up Jagannath's servitors. They were standing around the cart. They kind of slapped him up and beat him up. And then to further show their vengeance, they broke off pieces of the chariot. They took clubs and they were smashing the chariots, literally trying to break them to pieces. Out of anger. So then the servitors, They stop those Lakshmi Sevaks from further damaging the cars. And then they kind of slapped those servants around too. Then they left. Lakshmi Devi left in a huff and went back to her place. So King Prataparudra wants to make sure that Kashimisha wants to make sure that Prataparudra does a good job. Kali Hera Panchami Habe Lakshmi Ravijai Hache Utsav Karajena Kavu Nahi Hai. Tomorrow will be the function of Hera Panchami or Lakshmi Vijay. Hold this festival in a way that has never been held before. So this is what Prataparudra, I guess he was ordering Kashimisha because he's in charge of the temple. Mahotsavakara Taiche Vishesha Sambar Deki Mahaprabhur Jaiche Haya Chamatkar. Prataparudra told Kashimisha, hold this festival in a very gorgeous way. When Mahaprabhu sees it, he'll be very pleased and astonished. Takurera Bhandare Ara Amara Bhandare Chichavastra Kinkini Ara Chatra Tamare. The king continued, take as many printed cloths, small bells, umbrellas, and chamaras as there are in my store and in the storehouse of the deity. Dwaja Brinda Pataka Kantaya Karaha Mandana Nana Vadya Nritya Dolaya Karaha Sajan. Collect all kinds of large and small flags, ringing bells, decorate the carrier and have various musical instruments, dancing parties accompanying it. In this way, decorate the carrier attractively. Driguna Karyakara Sabupahar Rata Jatra Haite Jaiche Haya Chamatkar. Double the quantity of prasad and make so much that it will surpass Rathyatra. Sayita Karida Prabhu Lana Bhaktagan Sachandeya Siya Jaiche Karena Dharashan. Arrange the festival in such a way that Mahaprabhu may freely go with all his devotees to visit the temple without difficulty. Pratakale Mahaprabhu Nijaganalan Jagannatha Darshan Koila Sundara Chalejan. In the morning, Mahaprabhu took his associates to see Jagannath at Sundarachala. Nilachalaya Puna Bhaktagana Sange Dekite Kanta Hera Pancha Mirarange. Mahaprabhu and his personal associates returned to Nilachala with great eagerness to see the Hera Panchami festival. Kashimisha Prabhure Bahu Adara Kariya Swagana Chaha Bhalastane Vasailalana. Kashimisha received Mahaprabhu with great respect, and taking the Lord and his associates in a very nice place, he had them seated. Rasavishesha Prabhura Shunite Manahaila Ishadhasya Prabhu Sarupe Puchila. Mahaprabhu sat down. He wanted to hear a particular mellow of a devotional service. Rasa Vishesh. Very special rasa. Therefore, mildly smiling, he questions Sri Damodar. Yadyapi Jagannatha Karena Dwarakaya Bihar Sahaja Prakatakare Parama Udhar Tarabhi Vatsara Madhye Ayekabar Vrindavana Deki Tetana Utkanta Apar. Mahaprabhu questioned Sri Damodar. Although Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes at Dwarka Dham and naturally manifests sublime liberality there, still once a year becomes unlimitedly eager to go to Vrindavan. So here it says Dwarka Bihar. So Jagannath, the Jagannath Mandir, as we often heard before, represents Dwarka. And sometimes they say Kurukshetra. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan, Sundarachala. So that's being repeated by Mahaprabhu himself. He's confirming that, my Lord, all year long, for 48 weeks, for 50 weeks a year, you're relishing Dwarka Bihar with Lakshmi Devi and the confines of the Sri Mandir. Well, for 2 weeks of the year, you come out and you relish Vrindavan pastimes. You become very eager to see Vrindavan. Vrindavana Samae Upavanagan Taha Deki Bari Utkantita Hayaman. Pointing out to the neighboring gardens, Mahaprabhu said, all these gardens exactly resemble Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Jagannath is very eager to see them again. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.